KATV Channel 7, The Spirit of Arkansas. Now, live with Arkansas's most watched news team, this is Channel 7 News at 6 with Gina Curry, Ned Permy with weather, and Paul Eales on sports.
It's July 26th, but what we just heard, well, that was also July 26th, wasn't it, Randy Dixon?
Some years ago, yes.
Randy Dixon is with the Dave and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. He joins me every Monday so we can take a trip back in time, courtesy of Pryor Center Archives. What are we doing this time?
Well, this is a true time capsule. It was 27 years ago today, July 26, 1994. So if it's your birthday today, happy birthday, first of all, but this is what was news on your birthday 27 years ago.
I hope somebody listening to us right now, it's their 27th birthday, and we're telling them what happened on the day they were born.
On the day. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Here is my only – well, I have two thoughts. When you emailed me that this is what we were going to be talking about this week, I had two thoughts. One, oh, we're getting some more recent files digitized back from Pennsylvania.
Right, right. The Media Preserve in Pennsylvania is now digitizing the later videotapes. We've done the film from the 50s, 60s, 70s. Now we are doing the later material. And so far they've done 12,000 of the 26,000 videotapes. So over the next year, we are going to be posting more and more.
And this means the pool of what we can hear is growing.
Yes.
So that's the plus. Here's the minus. I was actually – this is the first time we're going to talk about something when I was actually producing and hosting Ozarks at Large, and this makes me feel old.
Well, me too.
Okay.
Well, the stuff that we've been doing, I was sort of reliving my childhood as you were.
Yes.
Now we're – I think you and I will start reliving our careers.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about July 26, 1994. Set the stage.
Okay. Well, Bill Clinton was in the White House. Jim Guy Tucker was in the governor's mansion. Danny Ford was the coach of the Razorbacks football team. So I came across the KATV Channel 7 newscast from that day and thought it might be kind of nice to just take a little bit of the top news story, a little bit of the weather, a little bit of the sports, and maybe even some commercials.
Okay.
To sort of take you back in time.
So what do we start with?
Well, the first one, and it was the lead story of the day. It was about a local Fayetteville figure, and you know who he was, an attorney, was actually running for attorney general at the time, Dan Ivey.
He had also run for the third congressional seat in Arkansas at some point for the Democratic nomination.
Yes, yes. He did that in, I guess, a couple of years before.
Maybe 92.
Run against John Paul Hammerschmidt and lost. But he was mostly known for his he had a bigger-than-life sort of personality, and he would do these commercials. You know, if I don't win your case, you don't owe me anything.
Right.
And he was sort of like the other man in black. He always wore black and had a black cowboy hat and would run these commercials, but this news story is not too pleasant. He was in little legal trouble at the time. He was accused of domestic abuse of by his wife.
Right.
And KATV had gotten the 911 tapes of him being accused of pulling a baseball bat on his wife. So here's the lead story with Gina Curry and Randy Kaye, who is now with CNN, but at the time was with KATV.
Good evening. I'm Gina Curry. We begin tonight with more on the Dan Ivey story in Fayetteville. He's the Republican candidate for attorney general. The recent charges against him for allegedly attacking his wife with a baseball bat may be a major roadblock in his campaign trail. Channel 7 was the first to bring you the recording of the 911 calls made by both Sarah and Dan Ivey. Randy Kaye followed up on the story today, and she's learned more about the family.
What actually happened inside the Ivy's Fayetteville home Sunday night is still unclear. Sarah Ivey called 911 begging for help just minutes before her husband, Dan Ivey, called to say he hadn't harmed her.
He just threatened to hit me with a baseball bat earlier on the phone when he got here.
You have a baseball bat with you?
Oh, that was the lead story on this day in 1994.
Yes. By the way, he was later convicted of that battery charge and became a minister, and then he died a few years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was in 2017.
Yeah. All right, so if that was the top story of the day, what else was on that newscast?
Well, it was a pretty slow news day. there wasn't a whole lot else going on, but the weather was kind of interesting. Ned Permey, who is now retired, has just a little bit of a forecast, and actually it was in central Arkansas, but he mentions us up here.
I can't keep up with how often this weather has been changing today alone.
Yeah, it started out nice and it went downhill real fast in most areas. And we had some sunshine popped out for an hour or two late this afternoon, but now more rain, thunderstorms. But the thing is, I'm curiously and cautiously excited about the results this cold front will have on Arkansas this time of year. It looks like all the data
could be dramatic?
Good. Well, for this time of year, to see temperatures at night in the 60s and even the 50s over northern Arkansas, which is what we're looking at later on tonight and especially tomorrow night.
Now, Ned Permey is a very familiar name still to people in central Arkansas. I know he's retired now, but he was a household name.
Yes.
For those
of
us in northwest Arkansas, not so much. Right.
Yeah, he's quite an artist. He's a painter now
and
has a gallery in central Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And was known for his, he would play Christmas music at the end of the newscast.
Now, he didn't do things like draw the weather.
No, he didn't do the
Gusty
thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Gusty was, that was in Little Rock, but it was also in Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa is where people from Tulsa will tell me about.
Well, they
that.
Invented it.
Okay.
The KTUL in Tulsa.
Weather coverage was so much different then.
Boy,
it
really
is now.
Was. Yes. Yeah.
All right, so we've had the news, we've had the weather.
Let's talk about sports.
Let's.
And, you know, this time of year is a little slow.
Oh, well, you know, unless you care about who's on the third string defensive line for the Razorbacks.
Yes, that's true. But they, you know, to kind of keep interest, they would have the SEC coaches media days.
Mm.
It was usually in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And all the coaches and some of the players would come down and you know, the sports crew would spend a week down in Birmingham and talk to all the guys. So that's what was happening today, 27 years ago. And the late, great Paul Eales, who was the voice of the Razorbacks, I mean, even people up here know who he was.
Yes.
Because he was the voice of the Razorbacks. He was the sports director at KTV, but this is his sports cast, and Jeff Wingfield was the sports guy who was down in Birmingham.
Paul is here with sports. Are the coaches deciding anything?
Oh, the nice thing is that all of them can say a lot of things because they don't have to back them up with wins and losses right now, Gina. But it's interesting. This is an interesting time of the year for them. It certainly is. For the better part of July, as you know, coaches have been in daily meetings preparing for the upcoming football season. For most, in a week to 10 days, they'll be greeting the new freshman class, but not before a side trip to Birmingham for the annual SEC Media Days, where all are undefeated and certainly have high hopes. Channel 7's Jeff Wingfield is on hand this week, and tonight begins his SEC reports.
In trouble. And Avery Hilliard on a safety blitz got him.
Yes, we're ahead of ourselves just a little bit. The football playing season is a month or so away. The football talking season, however, is in full swing.
I once flew on a plane to Dallas with Paul Eales to the Southwest Conference media days.
Mm-hmm.
We had tickets next to each other. You know, this is, everyone will tell you this, nicest guy in the world. Here I was.
Nicest man.
Gosh, I had to be, you know, 23 or 24 going to this thing for the first time as a sports reporter from Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Yeah.
He just chatted me up the whole way, gave, you know.
Oh, he was great.
It was as if I was his peer. It was amazing.
You know, I was his producer for years.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter where we went, people knew who he was. I mean, we would be out of state, mm-hmm. and there would be Razorback fans, and we could not get through a meal.
I bet.
Without people walking up, and he would
gracious.
Stop
yeah.
what he was doing to talk to them.
Yeah.
He was an awesome person.
All right, so, and you mentioned that was the era when Danny Ford, formerly of Clemson, was our head coach.
Yes. Yeah,
not,
that was
the most successful era in Razorback football?
No.
Okay.
Enough said.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk world news.
Okay.
I also came across the world news tonight, ABC's broadcast, and I'm sure you remember Peter Jennings.
Yes.
This was the opening to that newscast.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Good evening. We begin tonight with peace and war in the Middle East. A peace of the brave is how the Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin described Israel's new relationship with Jordan. Today, he and King Hussein addressed a joint meeting of Congress. But even as they spoke, police in London were clearing away the rubble after a powerful car bomb blew up outside the Israeli embassy. The work of terrorists, said Mr. Rabin, intent on wrecking the peace process.
And again, we are listening to what happened, what was discussed on this very day in 1994, 27 years ago.
Yes, and that was the top story about the Middle East. And, you know, Rabin would end up being assassinated the next year.
Right.
So this was, you know, that one little nugget of history with Clinton in the White House.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I came across a couple of other things, and I wanted to bring this up because you remember the show NYPD Blue?
I do.
It caused quite a bit of controversy.
Yes. I mean, they would show a little bit more skin than we had had on
broadcast. Saltier
language.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought this up is that even before it aired on ABC, since we were an ABC affiliate, we had some pickets and people wanting to boycott any advertisers on Channel 7. That it aired, even before it aired. They had never seen the show. Well, and
weren't there some ABC affiliates that either didn't air it or would wait till 11:30 at night to air it?
Yes. And KATV, fortunately, you know, Dale Nicholson, who was the general manager, stood his ground and aired it. And the reason I wanted to run this network promotional ad is that, well, you'll hear it was a pretty good show.
Congratulations to NYPD Blue for its 26 Emmy nominations, more than any other series in television history.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Isn't it time you joined the force? NYPD Blue, Tuesday on ABC, viewer discretion advised.
And you said you had one more cut for us.
Well, this was kind of fun. It was a local commercial for Magic Springs and the now defunct Magic 105, which was the rock and roll station in Central Arkansas. But this was, they had a rock and roll show that they were going to have at Magic Springs the weekend coming up. So this is the commercial for that.
This Saturday, July 30th, Magic Springs and Magic 105 FM present One Hot Weekend. From noon till 3, catch the Arkansas Regional Bank Shot Basketball Tournament. The proceeds go to Easter Seals, and the winner goes on to the national tournament. Then at 8, Pepsi Hot Rock Nights features 38 Special, one of rock and roll's all-time hottest bands live on stage performing classic hits. Come out for a day of fun July 30th at Magic Springs.
There's more thrills galore in 94
at Magic Springs. That is awesome. Magic Springs is
it's still around. And
it's would you say it's got roller coasters and stuff in hot springs?
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah, I've never been. I've seen it from the highway.
It's really hot. You know, it's a huge asphalt amusement park, and when you go there in the summer, it's a lot of fun, and they also have a water park. So, it's a huge draw in
how
the hot springs area.
I mean, it's not like Six Flags big or anything, is it?
Or
is it?
Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's and then they have this area for concerts, and they still have shows there.
Yeah.
It's not 38 Special, but... and we were talking a few weeks ago about people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
We have a huge fan in Bentonville.
Oh.
Her name is Ann Dixon.
Okay.
Not a blood relative of mine, but second removed cousin or something. But listens every Monday.
And she reached out to let you know?
Yes.
Ah, well.
That was great.
Ann Dixon? Wouldn't it be great if this was her birthday, if she was born?
I know.
But probably not. 1 in 365 chance. Randy, I love this. I love this. Thanks for making me feel older.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
How can people see all these newer, later edition digitized files?
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But they
will they be able to?
They will be able to see them on the Pryor Center website. Just Google Pryor Center, and you'll see the older stuff first.
Sure.
And then some of our current interviews. But it's coming.
Okay. Thanks, Randy Dixon.
All right.